One more quick clarification.
Yes, sir.
10 days starts from today.
From today.
At the end of 10 days, you get more information in. Can you then reopen a hearing?
Well, I suppose we could. The commission can always reopen hearings if we have two of us agreeing on that. So, yes, we could. For me personally, I think that the data that has been asked for, I reviewed it. It looks, like I said, very data-driven, where it's numbers that have been clarified. So it'll be curious if there is someone that questions it. But I wouldn't anticipate, for me personally, that there's a need to reopen the hearing. It's just some clarification questions that we wanted to get in the record. The big point for me is to get this in the record, what we're making a decision on.
And the big point then is you get it in the record, then if there are further legal things that might occur because of this, then you've got a more complete record.
That would be part of it. And also, too, that there's questions that I asked that may be involved in my final decision. And if the questions that I asked and the answers I got back are not in the record, I cannot base my decision on them. So then I would be basing a decision on something not in the record. If someone appealed that would not be good. That's why we're doing this.
I think I would like to add, Dave, from my own perspective, you know, there's the legal issue, and you know, do you need to get this out there? There's also just kind of the moral and the right and wrong thing. Just like in various cases, not specific to this case, but when we have open cases and someone captures us on the street and wants to start bringing it up and talking about it, you know, we decline that, and I suppose that it always seems disappointing. Like, you know, here we know one another, and you should listen to me. But on the other hand, no one probably would really want the opposing side capturing us outside of a public meeting and getting all their information in. And so I think when folks really think about it, it's just plain the right thing to do. And in our work sessions, we discussed some other information. It's been provided to us. We need to take this step, make sure it's out there on the record, that everybody sees, that they had a chance to review it. As I look at it, I don't see that there's a lot in here to cross-examine over. Someone might submit something that they also feel is important on that point or something like that, but I don't think that this should be cause for something to drag out a long time over. But I do think it's important information, and in the way this commission has operated for a long time, a very open and upfront way of going about things, I think it's important that we do this step to make sure that everyone has noticed that this information was requested and provided and is on the record.
Just to further clarify Commissioner Christman's points, all this information that was received has been available to the public. It's been docketed and on our website and available. So it isn't as if we've been considering it in private already. It's just now it's officially going to be part of the official record, which does have more of a legal ramification than anything else.
So then were the interveners given notice? Or are they given notice now?
This is the notice now.
This is the notice now. Okay.
It will be served.
And if I could, Dave, too, and Jack, please correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe I'm correct that the folks that would want to respond can only respond to these questions here. It's not open-ended where if I'm asking what color is this glass, they can't respond to something completely off. It's only focused on what questions we've asked and the answers that have come in. So it's a tighter scope. It's not open-ended.
Anything else? You're certainly welcome to stay during the work session, and if you have further questions after that, I think any of us would be available to talk to you further. Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll just take a second to...